Ukraine's parliament has approved a budget for 2016 after a warning from the Prime Minister, Arseniy Yatsenyuk, that failure to do so would plunge the nation into an economic catastrophe. Approving the budget was a key condition to secure the next tranche of financial aid under an International Monetary Fund loan worth $17.5 billion. The Swiss government has confirmed that it will hold a referendum on an initiative to stop banks creating money by making loans they can't cover from their own deposits. The Swiss sovereign money movement collected the 100,000 signatures needed to trigger a referendum under the Constitution. It wants the Swiss central bank to have sole power to create money. It says it's the only way to guard against another economic crash. The leaders of the Greek Cypriot and Turkish Cypriot communities have for the first time given a joint televised Christmas message, each initially in his own language and then in the other's. The Greek Cypriot president, Nikos Anastasiades, said he hoped the new year would allow Turkish and Greek Cypriots to live peacefully in a reunited country. For his part, the Turkish Cypriot leader, Mustafa Akuncu, wished peace, serenity and prosperity to all Cypriots in 2016. The first British astronaut on the International Space Station, Tim Peake, has encountered a few problems phoning home. Mike Sanders has more.
You might think the state-of-the-art technology on the International Space Station would make it fairly straightforward to phone home at Christmas, but former Army pilot Tim Peake has hit a couple of snags with his "This is Major Tim to ground control" routine. A woman picked up, so he asked, "Hello, is that planet Earth?"
And she didn't know who he was. BBC News.